SBS Radio.
The Royale's chain of restaurants in Western Australia has survived the COVID-19 lockdown through takeaway orders. Dine-in, they say, is coming soon, but not yet. Ken Craigie is the owner of Royale's Chicken and Burgers with his brother, Al.
It's all about adapting, so if we can keep going the way we're going, we will be good to wait until stage three and then return to business as it was, or with a few more measures. But yeah, if we see sales drop off, we're going to have to adapt again. And that's what it's been like since COVID started, since the lockdown started. Every day, wake up and adapt.
It's just one of the businesses weighing up their options. Cafes and restaurants in WA can serve 20 patrons at a time. But first, they have to complete a COVID-19 safety plan and maintain social distancing.
It was kind of part of our brand, or what we were known for, is having those crowds of people and you'd share tables with other customers. None of that exists now. And if we were to have one or two tables in our restaurants with a handful of spaced out customers, it would be quite awkward because we have all the markings outside for people to queue up and keep their social distancing. So at the moment, we're just going to continue pushing the takeaway and the delivery model.
Sienna's Italian restaurant, however, will open. It's seen an 80% drop in business during the lockdown. Andrew Parisis is the co-owner of the restaurant.
Look, it's a start. We understand that it has to be done slowly, and we'll just work around it. So basically what we'll do is we'll do 20 people at a time and we'll give them an hour, and then hopefully another 20 and another 20. So maybe we can get it up to, say, 60 people over throughout the whole night. One person every 4 square metres. Look, normally we have over 200 people in here. So we have a side room and that normally fits about 90 people. We'll just put 20 chairs in there.
The easing of restrictions in WA comes ahead of most of the rest of the country. With only 5 active cases left in the state, there's optimism that the West will soon be virus-free. Stage 2 of Western Australia's 4-stage plan to lift restrictions has begun. People are being encouraged to return to work. Public gatherings have increased to 20, and some regional travel bans have been lifted. But WA Premier Mark McGowan says the ban on interstate travel will be one of the last to go.
Victoria and New South Wales have new cases every single day, and that means that there is some community spread in those states. So they are clearly more vulnerable and more infected than Western Australia. And so that's why we are cautious.
The Premier says Western Australia could move to the next stage of lifting restrictions in 3 weeks' time. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.